Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden has launched an East Coast tour to promote his infrastructure law. Speaking in Baltimore Monday, Biden talked about how funding from the law will help replace a deteriorating tunnel that was built during the Civil War.
Through the infrastructure law, we're going to invest over $4 billion to replace the existing Baltimore and Potomac tunnel. And that's why it's so important. Over 2,200 trains run on this corridor every single day, and it's the busiest in the United States, one of the busiest corridors in the world.
Biden says the new Baltimore Tunnel will be an all-electric passageway named after abolitionist Frederick Douglass. The Memphis Police Department is confirming that two more officers have been fired over the beating death of Tyree Nichols earlier this month. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, seven officers and three fire department employees have now been relieved of duty.
The Memphis Police Department released a statement about these two additional officers, saying they were relieved of duty the day after Tyree Nichols was beaten, alongside the five officers who were ultimately fired and charged in the Nichols case. The beating of Nichols has also reached into the Memphis Fire Department, which says two emergency medical workers and a lieutenant have been fired.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Israel and the Palestinians to ease tensions amid a spike in violence in the region. Blinken is about to begin a two-day trip to Jerusalem and the West Bank. The latest spate of violence erupted last week after the Israeli military raided a stronghold in the West Bank and a Palestinian shooting in East Jerusalem. There were casualties in both attacks. China is railing against U.S. controls on tech exports. NPR's John Ruwitch reports that the criticism comes after Japan and the Netherlands reportedly agreed to join Washington in limiting China's access to equipment that's used to make cutting-edge microchips.
Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning says Washington is abusing export controls and violating market principles and international order. She also accuses the U.S. of coercing other governments to help maintain its hegemony and contain China. In October, Washington imposed sweeping new export controls to stop the flow to China of the most powerful microchips and the technology to make them. Japan and the Netherlands are critical to the global chip supply chain, and the Biden administration has been trying to get them on board. The Associated Press reported over the weekend that the two countries have finally agreed to join in U.S. export controls. John Ruwitch, NPR News.
The death toll from the suicide bombing in northwest Pakistan has risen to at least 93, with more than 200 others injured. More than 300 worshippers were gathered in a mosque in Peshawar when the bomber set off his explosive vest. A commander for the Taliban in Pakistan claimed responsibility for the attack, but a spokesman for the group says it was not involved. This is NPR News. Six western states have agreed to reduce their use of water from the drought-stricken Colorado River. California, which uses the largest amount, is not among them. The states that have signed the agreement missed a mid-August deadline from the Bureau of Reclamation to propose ways to conserve 2 million to 4 million acre-feet of water. The Bureau estimates that more than 10% of the river's flow evaporates, leaks, or spills. The vocalist on Motown's first hit has died. Barrett Strong was 81 years old. As NPR's Anastasia Siokas reports, Strong was among the songwriters behind one of the most memorable songs in pop music history.
As a teenager in Detroit, Barrett Strong got to know artists like Aretha Franklin, Sam Cooke, and Jackie Wilson. Wilson introduced him to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. That relationship led to Motown's first commercial hit, Money, That's What I Want, sung by Strong. Several years later, Strong and his colleague Norman Whitfield co-wrote I Heard It Through the Grapevine. They also wrote such hits for The Temptations as Just My Imagination, Running Away With Me, and Papa Was a Rolling Stone, for which they won a Grammy. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.
Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro is seeking a U.S. tourist visa. He arrived in Florida last month amid a corruption probe at home. Thousands of diehard supporters stormed the Capitol and trashed government buildings, demanding that Bolsonaro's reelection defeat be overturned. This is NPR News.